So the pasuk says, this is in Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud. So very beautifully, this is from Parshas Tzav. So the pasuk says the following, talking about the Karban Mincha. So the pasuk says V'chol Mincha. So the Torah talks about the different types of Minachos, and it says V'chol Mincha Belula Bashemen Vechareva. I'm just going to translate any meal offering that is mixed with oil or that is dry. So what's the halacha? L'chol Bnei Aaron. It shall belong to all of the sons of Aaron. Ish Ki'achiv. Literally every man alike. So the way Rashi understands, the Unkelus understands, ish ka'achiv, that ish ka'achiv means te givar ka'achoi. Every person is like, I'm supposed to say that every single kohen has equal rights in the Karban Mincha. Ish ka'achiv, every kohen. No kohen could claim any level of what's the right word?
Priority.
Thank you. That was clear, right? No Kohen could claim any level of priority over his fellow. So we'll say there's a beautiful idea. There's a beautiful idea by Rav Shlomo of Radomsk, the Tiferet Shlomo, and he says, I'm going to quote you. He says, L'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ke'achiv, eitzel Kohen. Well, truly, it's a strange lashon. It's a strange lashon. L'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ke'achiv, for all the sons of Aaron, for all the Kohanim, everyone should be like each other. Everyone's alike. So look what the Radomsk says. He says, eitzel Kohen, by the Kohen, eitzel manik, by a leader, tzorich kol adam mi'Yisrael lihios ahuv kimo achiv. In the eyes of the leader, in the eyes of a Kohen, every single Jew has to be beloved to him like a brother. Kimo atzmo ubisaro. Says it to Tiferet Shlomo. What the Torah is saying over here is something amazing. L'chol b'nei Aaron. You know, say, who are b'nei Aaron? B'nei Aaron are the Kohanim. Who are the Kohanim? The Kohanim ultimately are the leaders of Klal Yisrael. What does it mean to be a manhig? Ever wondered about this? It's an interesting question. What does it mean? Like, how does Judaism, there's a lot of contemporary literature about leadership, right? What does it mean to be a leader? So I would posit that there's a chilik between secular leadership and Jewish leadership. There's a whole criteria for leadership. But what's the primary criteria ultimately, again, to be a manhig, to be a leader of Klal Yisrael, to be a Kohen? You have to live your life ish ki'achiv. Every single Jew has to be like your brother. If you only love this one, but you don't love that one. If you only love the ones you identify with or the ones you practice like. If you only love the ones who are like you, then ultimately, again, you can't be like B'nai Aaron. If you want to be B'nai Aaron, you want to be a Manig Yisrael, it has to Ishka Chavos. I'll just tell you a mace, only because it's Shushan Purim. So what time is it, Mashi? Okay, well, I'll give you one minute. I never even heard this story because I told it many, many times throughout the years. But when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, I had this chus to go ahead and visit with Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Secher Tzadik Livracha. So they used to say that if you wanted to see Rav Shlomo Zalman, so the best thing to do was to go to Daven Mincha at the Grashul, in Shari Chesed. So Rav Shlomo Zalman would often daven there, early Mincha, in the afternoon with his brother, with the Magid, Secher Tzadik Livracha. So I wasn't the only guy with this idea. So after Mincha, so he was swamped. So, all right, I was there actually with my Chavrusa, and we figured to ourselves, very nice, at least you get to see Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach. There's God will send that as well. So we followed him down the stairs. His shamus, I still remember, was a South African gentleman, said to us, do you want to speak with the Rav? We said, yes. He said, okay, get in. So Rav Shlomo Zalman was in this subcompact. You know, one of these Israeli subcompacts that you can't even call it a subcompact. It's more like an enlarged matchbox car. Hey, so Rav Shlomo Zalman was in the front seat, and I was with my chavrus in the back seat. And Rav Shlomo Zalman turned around to us, and he started, I was frozen. I was amish frozen. I was face to face with the Gadol Hador, almost practically in his lap, because that's mamish like what it was like in that car. So my chavrusa spoke to him in the car. I didn't get it. I couldn't say anything. So we got to the house, and he invited us into the house. He invited me into his study. And I had about 10 minutes alone with him in his study. So Shlomo Zalman Arbach, mamish the Gadol Hador. And the truth is, I could remember one incredible thing, which was that you felt blanketed by love. You felt blanketed by love. Here was a man who had Kol HaTorah Kula on his fingertips. He had every little bit of Torah that there was to know. He had it in his lips, he had it in his heart, he had it in his neshama. And for some reason, the greatest roshem that I felt in that encounter was not that I was in the presence of someone who was the greatest Torah scholar of the generation. What left the roshem was that I was in the presence of someone who loved me, even though he met me 10 minutes earlier, even though I was from a world so dramatically different than his, I felt loved by him. Says the Tiferet Shlomo, because that's what makes a manhig. The sign of godless is not how much Torah you know. The sign of a godless ador is not how many times you go through Shas every single month. What makes a manhig great is that every single person, ishke achiv, he looks at like a brother. He looks at like someone who loves. And I will say, it's true. Truth is, it's not just true for manhigi Yisrael. It's not just true for leaders of the generation. It's true for every Jew. You know, the famous Rambam, the Rambam writes that anyone who wants to be part of Shevet Levi has the ability to be part of Shevet Levi. Right, that's the Rambam writes. You can't necessarily eat the Trumas and the Maestras, but Shevet Levi is a tribe that devotes itself to Kula to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I want to be a part of Shevet Levi, I can't be a technical member of Shevet Levi, but I can be a spiritual member, which means any lesson that we see brought down by the Kohanim, by the Levium, applies to the rest of us, which means Ulchol B'nei Aaron. We also have the ability to be B'nei Aaron, and we should be Zochim Yeretz Hashem, that we should live our lives Tia Ishke Achiv. How important it is, especially this time of year, the Koachan Shushan Purim. Haman said, Yeshno Am Echad Mefuzer Mefura Bina Amim. Haman sold us down the river simply because he sensed that our Achilles heel is divisiveness. Plus, in the Shushan Purim, especially as we lead Emir Hashem to the Gula of Pesach, we have to accept upon ourselves to be Bnei Aaron and to live lives of Ishke Achiv, to love every Jew unequivocally, to accept every Jew wherever they are, to open our hearts to all kinds of people, even the difficult ones, even the sometimes troublesome ones, because there are some of them, but you have to love them no matter what. And in the Zuchus, this is the Kimu Vekiblu of Purim. In the Zuchus, ultimately, again, of being Kabbal this upon ourselves on Shushan Purim, on Erev Shabbos Kodesh. And now again, we're Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag. Now we're Mamish within the 30 days before Pesach. This is a time that's ripe for Geula v'Yeshua. Halavai in the Zuchus of loving each other, of accepting each other, of living lives of Ish Ke'achiv. We should be Zuchim Yeretz Hashem to the Geula of Nisan, to the Geula of Pesach, to the Geula of Mashiach. Amen. Amen.